Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Fish Cakes, EB, and JP. And join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, our pal Rick Snyder, columnist for TheFanDC.com. Hey, Rick.
Hey, boys.
Well, sounds up, like you got Ricky? An excited dog in
What's
the
up,
background.
Rick?
That's not my dog.
Oh, that's not yours?
Really?
No,
who do you think it is?
That's Luca. I sounded like it was coming from Rick's house.
No, that's my dog. No, I don't have a dog anymore. Not me.
Yeah. Hey, all right, so listen.
Definitely
so
Luca.
You have a long relationship with Marty Herney, right? And he has a kind of a wild journey to
Herney's
be the GM
journey.
Here. Herney's journey. It doesn't happen very often where a guy works in media or PR and ends up being the GM. Can you talk about when you worked with Marty and sort of his route to being the GM here?
All right. So I met Marty in 1985 at the Washington Times. I was actually hired to take over horse racing from him, and he went to the Redskins. So, you know, he owned the beat for about 4 years. He kicked everybody's butt. Very singularly minded, very hardworking kind of guy, but also someone that's not going to talk to you very long. He's a hit and miss. I mean, he's like, a lot like Cassidy in that respect. So you're not going to hear a lot about Marty every day. You know, he's back there grinding and working. And like most old newspaper men, he doesn't care what you think. So he's not worried about polls. You know, Bethard really liked him when he was covering the team. So Bethard hired him. They put him on PR for a year. And then Bethard made him his assistant for a year or so. Then Bethard went to San Diego and took Marty with him and made him like the cap expert. This was still in the late 80s, 90s when cap was really new. And Marty took to it. Seeing Marty's expense reports, I don't know how he became a capologist, but you know, I was amazed by that. But, you know, he's always been a hard grinder and he's a team builder. So he stayed with Bethard for quite a few years. I think Bethard retired. Marty went to Carolina. A couple under jobs, and then moved up to GM, got fired, brought back, and then recently let go because he didn't agree with the new owner, who's an analytics nerd.
Well, how often has that happened?
Go ahead, Eric.
How often has that happened, though, where you've got a media guy that ends up being in the front office? I know now we see it like in baseball. We see agents. They become GMs. Maybe even in basketball we may have even seen that.
Sure, Lakers.
Yeah, but it's not very often that a journalist ends up becoming a general manager.
Yeah, it's a pretty surprising route. But, you know, it's all about grinding in the NFL, too. So, you know, could I be the next GM of Washington? I'd hire a lot of smart people around me and just so we see it. I mean, Vinny was a GM. I mean, let's talk about it. Yeah. Bruce Allen was a GM.
Well, they're stooges. Both of those guys are stooges and cronies.
Yeah, but at least Vinny was like a football guy. Maybe he was a recruiting guy for Notre Dame or whatever, but at least he was in that world. He was on the right side of the fence. I mean, Marty's like on the wrong side.
Yeah, I mean, what we do is second guess what the other guys are doing, basically. You know, it's like it was no different than one of you becoming a GM, really. So
Yeah.
I think he's qualified because he's been in the NFL now, what, 30 years?
Agreed.
You know, he's not going to be the guy making the draft picks because that's Ron Rivera. We have to remember the first thing Dan Snyder said besides Happy Thanksgiving was this is a coach-centric team, and everything revolves around Rivera, and the draft will still revolve around Rivera. You know, I have all the guys bringing all their input to the table, but I've never believed this BS that they give out about it was a group decision. No, it's not. It's one guy has to make the decision, and that's going to be Ron. You know, they're not going to take a guy that Ron doesn't want, put it that way. So Marty will have some input into these things. I think Marty's going to be taking a lot of the nitty-gritty away from Ron, that, you know, detail stuff that doesn't pertain to coaching that Ron's had to deal with. You know, that's where he's going to earn, you know, less of his burden. And the two have worked together for so long that, it, you know, it's an easy transition for him. You know, this is all about making Ron the coach and not the other things.
Should fans be worried that if you look at his track record, only three winning seasons during his many years as a GM in Carolina?
Well, I mean, it doesn't foster hope, but, you know, he also drafted some really good guys, and he was part of a Super Bowl team. So you sit there and circle the bad stuff. There's still good stuff, too. You know, it's what people forget to always look at. You know, the Twitter world loves to throw the dart at you. But Marty's done a lot of good things, too. But, you know, he's human. He's had some mistakes like they all do. I mean, you know, we've had guys come through here who are supposed to be great. McLuhan, what happened there? You know, his drafts were disasters, and he was supposed to be the expert. So there's a lot that goes into all this.
Well, he's certainly done a good job at the top of the draft. That's been well documented.
Yeah. His first round picks have been good.
I'm hoping Marty makes me minister of disinformation. I'll never talk to you again.
What about Mayhew? What about Mayhew coming in? What do you think about that?
I knew him a little as a player, but I didn't know him very well. He certainly has a very well-rounded resume. I think it was a good pick. A lot of people wanted him. So I'm a little surprised he took this job with maybe not as much power as he might have been able to grab elsewhere. But, you know, guys come back to Washington at times, too. They like the area. A lot of players like to stay here because it's a good area to live in versus some of the other cities. Right. I'm not surprised. And I think he's a nice pickup, too. I mean, these are all – it's still all about Ron. So the other things are just pieces.
All right, how do you see the
– Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, go ahead, JB.
Well, I just wanted to hear Rick's guess on what we were speculating about based on the 60 Minutes report where Alex Smith said he was emboldened by this last season. If you had to guess Alex's future, what would you guess?
Well, I'll go back to my bet book and say he'll still be here next year starting. Hey, I got a bet book. I got to stay with me. I got to go to Virginia now and start betting it again. But,
yeah.
You know, I think Alex wants to come back. That's pretty obvious. Do they want him back? I think it depends on some other things. Free agency doesn't show me anything in quarterbacks that I'd say, well, let's go get that guy instead. Deshaun Watson, hey, you can trade for Deshaun Watson. Go for it. I don't think, you know, 20 other teams are bidding too. It's going to be pricey. But if this team is set to win now, I'd go get Watson and pay the price. Go ahead and mortgage the future because you don't know what that's going to be. If you can win now, do it now. But I don't think that, you know, that's a long shot to get him. And the draft, you know, they're not going to get one of the pretty ones, but maybe they get, you know, the kid from Georgia, Newman, or maybe Trasker. I don't know, Tasker rather. There's a chance. There's a lot of ways this could work. But one of them is Ron Rivera knows that Alex went 5-1 for him here. Not going to be a long-term starter, going to be a spot player, but I could see him back here. And you try the two kids and see if they're in. You know, nobody has real belief that the other two are your long-term success. So you got to try and see what you can stopgap for now.
So you're still in stopgap mode other than Deshaun. Are there any other guys out there you'd be willing, let's just say the Jets give up on Darnold, would you turn over the reins to him?
You know, if you can get him somewhat cheap, okay. That doesn't really inspire me a whole lot. You know,
that's
the Marcus Mariotas
inspiring.
Of the world. You know, Marcus Mariotas of the world, no. You might as well just stay with Alex for that point.
The thing is Alex can't stay healthy.
I know. I'm saying he's only your spot starter. You know, there's no doubt of that. You really want to get your next guy on the roster if you can in the draft. If there's a guy that you really like, go for it. If there's not a guy you really don't like, then just don't press it because that's what happens with Haskins. Look what Haskins – here's the thing with Haskins. You saw what a kid like Heineke could come in and do, or you see the young quarterbacks that are in the playoffs. Those guys don't need to be developed. They just need to be polished. Haskins was never that guy. You know, so right. It was good to go ahead and move on from him because you could polish him forever. He's still not going to be it. That's the whole thing for the next few months is what happens with this quarterback. I mean, the rest of the team is kind of what it is.
Right. Well, that's what Ron said. Ron said it's the biggest, decision we have to make in the offseason. You know, that's the number one priority. So that's quarterback is where they got to go. And whether it's drafting one or trading for one or signing one, that's the biggest decision. And by the way, these new guys coming in, you know, the Martys, you know, in the next 3 or 4 years, you're kind of defined by what you do at quarterback in their first year.
Well, Marty drafted Cam Newton. So, yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm. He was also sitting at number one overall.
Ones do fail.
That's true.
And did Stafford get drafted by Mayhew in Detroit? I think he did. Now, again, number one overall.
Yeah, I don't remember that exactly. And I know people want to talk about Stafford. There's another guy who can't stay healthy. I just don't think he'd be worth the price. You know, nice player, but you kind of want to get a young guy you can grow in with this team. This team is still young. They're not a last stand team, you know, where you just got to plug them in. So I think they're – you know, out of 32 NFL teams, probably 25 would upgrade their quarterbacks if they could. So Washington's no different than anybody else, but they're in a more precarious state. They've got a ready-made team to probably be a playoff team next year if they can get a quarterback to make this offense work. There's all the pieces, but this is, you know, I write about quarterbacks. I never write about guards, you know, or tackles. It's just, this is always what it's about, is the quarterbacks. And they've been through... what is the number now, like 33 or something since the last Super Bowl? 34? I mean, that's insane.
That's why I give them all the picks, all the players. I'd sacrifice next year if I had to solidify that spot for the next 10 years. If they got Deshaun Watson, he's by far the best quarterback they could possibly get, and they'd have him for 10 years.
I agree with you there, and it's going to take you – it's going to take 3 ones and a player, probably. You know,
start. Take them.
You know, would you give them Sweat?
Sure.
I mean, I would. Because you still got 3/4 of a line.
Yeah.
You know, why not?
Sure. And then re-sign Kerrigan, squeeze out another year, and then try to find the best next stud coming. Defensive ends are a dime a dozen. You know what? Aren't quarterbacks.
True. And you know, could it go to 4 ones? Whoa, man! That's because if it goes wrong, injuries happen. We see it.
Yeah.
And then you're doomed. You know, when you miss on a first round quarterback, it's typically considered you cost your franchise 2 to 3 years falling back.
Yeah.
You know,
it's what happened with Robert. It's what happened with Robert.
But happened with Haskins.
I was for it. Yeah, I was for it. It didn't work out.
The problem, Rick, is the other teams that may be interested in Watson are drafting higher. So when you flop that, when you get that first round pick in this year's draft, it's going to be higher with other teams.
Yeah,
not 19.
That's why you have to get more.
You might have to go to the fourth one, right?
Wow, that would be true Beathard style there. So maybe Marty's, you know, Beathard. I don't know how many ones Beathard ever had. Not very many.
Yeah, but you go back and you look at Washington's draft history. They don't have there was a period there where they didn't have many first round picks for a long time.
I wonder if Houston would accept the deal from Washington if they added another first round pick versus the Jets, who have the second pick this year. In other words, if the Jets only stayed at the 3 number ones and a player, Washington added a 4th number one and a player.
Yeah, you'd have to with the second pick overall. Plus you probably want another second or something in there too, especially.
Yep.
They could go to the Jets and say throw in another second, you know, because you're still picking second overall. That would be worth it too. Yeah, there's just a lot of bidders. That's why this is hard. It's not like there's just 3 or 4 guys. There's 20 teams that probably call and say, what do you want? And then how many seriously will bid? Handful. You know, only takes 2. But, you know, you could seriously have 4 or 5 teams. You know, Miami's talking.
Yeah, well, what about Deshaun, the fact that he has a no-trade clause, right? Is that correct, Cakes?
Yes.
Yeah. So maybe he could, we could butter him up somehow through his agent, and he could say, hey, I want to go to Washington, and he doesn't approve the other deals.
That's very possible. You know, I mean, you have some positives to bargain with here with him. You're coming to Washington, D.C., which is the nation's capital, and there's a lot of exposure, and guys do well here, and there's a lot of great things about living here. But, you know, it's also a young team around you. You still will be the focus of everything. You know, it's going to be about you. But you've got a team that can win versus, you know, if you go to some place that just isn't. You know, you've got an owner that will spend the money, you know. So your next contract will be big, too. So there's a lot that you can go with. I mean, I don't know who would be a better position, per se, with the Jets.
Well, Miami, maybe.
Also, there are teams you're not thinking about. You keep saying that there's 20 teams. I just read three hypothetical trade scenarios from the Steelers. You know, a team like that that's going to move on probably from Big Ben eventually, and maybe they would make it sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
They ship off, you know, Micah Fitzpatrick and a couple of first-round picks, or T.J. Watt, a couple of first-round picks, and boom, they've got their next quarterback for the next decade.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, there's, like I said, there's a handful of teams that are good with their quarterback. Everybody else will take a look at this.
Yep.
But not everybody wants to pay the money and or pay the picks. You know, you got owners out there that don't want to spend the money like this. So, and I don't know what his cap number is this year. I haven't seen it. But, you know, this year's cap's going to be tough because it's going to go down probably a little because last year no fans and all that money.
I think he's making in the neighborhood of $40 million.
Yeah, yeah, I thought so. So, my God, what are you going to have to strip away to be able to afford that too? You almost have to trade a starter away just to get that salary off. You know, and if that happens, certainly Alex isn't coming back with his money. So there's a lot to it. But I think their best chance for success is to get Watson. But it comes at the maximum price.
No doubt about it.
All right,
thank
it.
You, Rick.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, boys. All right, good bet.
All right. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's our pal Rick Snyder. You can check out his columns at thefandc.com. When we come back, Cakes' favorite talk show host, Colin Cowherd, spit out a theory that the NFL should consider delaying the AFC Championship game if Patrick Mahomes doesn't get out of concussion protocol. We'll talk about that next here on The Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Just laughing because during the break, Cakes and Drab are lamenting that they didn't win the Powerball.
No, I was not lamenting that I didn't win. I was lamenting because I thought I was pretty diligent over the last 2 weeks during Swole Jackpot Mania that I had skin in the game for every drawing. Apparently, I didn't for yesterday's Powerball. In my frenzy of buying tickets of late, I somehow spaced
you forgot.
The Powerball. I have a mega ticket for the drawing that's coming up whenever. Drab knows it by heart.
Tomorrow?
I don't.
Mega's tomorrow, yeah.
I didn't have one for the Powerball, and it hit in Maryland.
I think it's a $5 fine, honestly, Cakes.
I agree.
I mean, you
it's egregious.
Have a lifetime split, right?
Or a 10% you got to buy your ticket.
You don't buy a ticket when it's $750
I know.
Million.
You know what? I'll ship you $5 on Venmo today. I agree. That is egregious, and it's fine-worthy. Absolutely.
Did they already come forward? Like, does the winner know who he is?
No, but I think in Maryland you can stay anonymous. It's in
you can stay anonymous.
Allegheny but, yes. County.
So when you wake up this morning, if Cakes had bought the ticket, let's just say, and you wake up and you see Powerball winner from Maryland, how big is your chub at that point?
Well, Drab and I were coming up with segment ideas that he should look at the numbers live on air.
I know. Yeah. And I scrambled in my wallet, and that's when I realized I made the gross error of not being in the game.
Trust me, I texted my mom and dad.
Did they buy tickets?
No, they have them for the other
Mega.
Yeah, they're
the
like Cakes. They have tickets for the Mega.
Gotcha.
Well, especially if you thought, well, if you bought tickets and then you heard on the news that it was purchased in Olney or somewhere near you, then that's the real sweat.
That's when I would have gone really crazy.
Right.
Knowing that I didn't have.
So everybody who's paying attention this morning and they saw that it was purchased in Allegheny County, what do you think they're doing?
Oh, they're scrambling.
They're going right to their tickets.
Big old scramble. I'd be so salty when I'd wake up tomorrow and Cakes wouldn't be doing the show.
Oh, yeah. This Zoom box would be empty. It would just say MGM NH Poker Ambo and black screen.
It wouldn't be that anonymous if right. Cakes all of a sudden left the show.
Right.
No, I would at least do the next show to gloat about my big fat dub. Of course, I'd do one more show.
I've always said if it was me,
I wouldn't.
If I was me, I'd give you guys, I'd pay the FCC fines for the day.
Right.
You say whatever you wanted.
There's no chance I would tell people I want it.
Yeah, it's probably the smart move.
No way.
I don't think I'd be able to contain myself.
I would just tell people I have COVID. I've had COVID for 5 years.
Right. I would gloat and I would ship Drabby his 10% on Venmo. And then you might never see me again.
You chip that amount on Venmo?
I'm kidding. I'm doing a bit.
Hey,
but
$10 is the max withdrawal fee. Doesn't really matter.
Oh, it is?
I believe so. Last night at 7-Eleven, I wanted to tell this lady. She was right in front of me. She bought $50 worth of Powerball. And I was like, I wanted to tell her. I said, what are you doing?
Right.
I said, we're only playing this for the dumb sweat so we can daydream for 10
yes,
minutes.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you buy $4 or $50. We're not going to win. You're donking your money off, lady.
Right.
What'd she look like? Was she nubs?
No, I couldn't tell. I mean, she was an Indian lady. She looked like she had her life together, but it doesn't matter. $50 is $50.
Well, hey, that's Drab, why the total winnings is $750 million.
Drab, here's my question to you. Why are you messing around and buying tickets from a human when you can go, at least in Maryland, I can go to a kiosk and boop, 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 and I have my ticket, and I don't have to deal with a human being.
You know why?
It's beautiful.
Because I like to get a good glimpse at the cashier and see whose life I'm going to change when I win it.
Oh,
and
really?
I give her, you know, $250,000.
Okay, well,
she's
going to
get a win anyway, right? Because the store gets a percentage.
They get a million,
the store does.
Million
I don't think the employee does.
Right. The store gets hooked.
Right.
Right.
How much is each ticket, by the way?
Two bucks.
$2.
Yeah. I always go in and I buy 2 Mega and 2 Power. $8. Done.
Do?
Bada bing, bada boom. $8
donation.
Do you
even check, though? Do you read the numbers afterwards?
No.
Yeah.
I'm grasping that, you know, they're going to announce that it was purchased in Ashburn.
But aren't there smaller amounts that you can win?
Yeah, sure.
And you never check.
No, I check. Of course I
check.
I put it under the little machine and it says loser. Loser.
Right, sorry.
Occasionally it'll
say
winner.
Not a winner.
Occasionally.
Do you think Jason would not check?
Of course I would. Why wouldn't you check?
Most obsessed guy with money I know.
You might be able to win, I don't know, $1,000.
JP's a noob, but he doesn't know that there's a machine you can scan your tickets with.
No, he's
come on, guy.
I haven't bought a lottery ticket in 20 years at least.
No, there's a machine right there where you purchase them.
You're not in the game, JP.
It's got a silly bart. It's got a barcode.
I'm not either.
I'm not in the game, but I'm actually in the exact same spot as you don't.
There it is, right there.
Yeah. But you do have to play to win. Barcode. That was the old motto, right? Got to play to win.
Right.
Correct.
That is true.
What's the most you've ever won, Cakes, from all the tickets you've bought in your life?
Maybe $10. In the last month, I've won four. And what do you think I did? I bought $4 more. What are the lottery tickets?
Jason, what's your biggest lottery win?
$20 probably.
$20?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. What do you think you've spent?
Hundreds.
Thousands.
Thousands. In 25 years you've been doing the show, you guys have been buying tickets.
Of course.
No. There was a long period of time where I didn't.
I need to have that micro sweat.
Right.
Okay? When the jackpot is swole, I need the micro sweat.
Somebody in Maryland
I can't believe how lucky that SOB is up in Allegheny.
Maybe they're junkies listeners.
Ooh, and they'll share.
Yeah, junkies viewers.
Now you're
up in Allegheny County. They get NBC Sports watching up there.
Oh no, yeah, no, and I'm just not, share. I'm not what if they just bless the junks with a milli?
I'm just saying. That's what I'm grasping. It's hold on. They're junks P1s okay. up yeah. in Allegheny County.
I like this theory. All right.
They're big Matt and Matt show fans.
Okay.
Right. And they know our bonuses were taken away.
Right.
And we continued to grind. We did extra shows on the weekend.
Right. For free.
For free.
And then he just, you know, DMs me on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he goes, Valdez, I'm going to bless you.
Right.
I love your zings. Yeah, and then he says, what's your Venmo?
Right. Right.
Oh, that's the dream. That's called living the dream.
Mm. Well, I think
you'd be salty if it was only $100 that he sent you.
So they know it's Allegheny County?
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
I don't even
see,
know where that
second,
is.
See, for a second, even though I knew I didn't Cumberland. Buy tickets, I knew I still had a swap sweat with Mikey Botts. But he doesn't live in Allegheny County. He might as well, because he lives way out there in Poolsville.
Hey, there's a 1% chance.
I have one with drab T-shirt. That's 10%. Mm-hmm. With Mikey is 5%. In perpetuity, lifetime.
And no brothers involved, just friends.
Friends. Gotcha. Correct.
Hey, there's a 1% chance the guy's a junkies listener.
In Allegheny?
I think more than that.
I like more than that.
Well, I don't know. Do we have like a one share? Like, what do we have?
I don't know. It's up, like in Frostburg.
Yeah. I mean, you never know.
We're being near the West Virginia state border.
Do you think, let's think about a, do you think if Peter from Burke won, would Peter bless the junk?
It depends on how much is he winning. Yeah. Winning this amount?
If he won 750 milli.
He won on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. We haven't seen a dime.
That's true.
It'd probably go to a poll first if it's Peter from Burke.
I think the winner after the taxes and the one-time payout got to be at least 500 million.
All right, so if you get let's say 400. You get 400 million and you're a long-time junks P1. You're JC Toro.
Hey, Bel-Air.
We get hooked.
Bel-Air's in Allegheny County, isn't it?
Yes.
Hey, got a lot of listeners in Bel-Air from back
part
in the day.
Bel-Air?
I think part of it is, yeah.
Yeah, part of it is.
Really? I thought that was like Carroll County or somewhere nubs like that. I don't know. I don't know my counties, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know them. But Bel-Air, yeah, we probably, there's a chance. We have a 1%.
Well, I think there might be a couple
Bel-Air's
different
Bel-Airs. Bel-Air's in Harford
yeah.
County.
No, Allegheny's like Cumberland. And
Richie. Hey, Richie, there's multiple Bel-Airs.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
There's
well,
a
the
Bel-Air
I'm thinking of is in
yeah,
the county JP mentioned.
Harford, yeah.
Yes.
Now, there's another Bel-Air in Maryland.
Well, I guarantee you they get NBC Sports Washington. Right? Because they're in Maryland. Everybody in Maryland gets NBC Sports Washington.
This is the most grasper segment of 2021.
Maybe the radio.com files.
Maybe they are.
They could just be big radio.com guys. But
did your HFS signal reach up there?
Could have. That thing was a boomer. Yeah. It boomed in that direction.
Yeah, the thing was a big stick.
That was a big stick.
What are you gonna do if he's a P1 and says I don't get size for Eric? He's gonna hook all the boys.
Oh yeah,
besides
he says,
you.
EB is a trumper. I'm gonna hook everybody else.
How much?
I hate JP's flaming. He's out.
How much are they giving though?
$100K.
I would be so
size for that.
I'd give EB $1,000.
1,000 of your Hunsky?
I'll give you $1,000.
What am I gonna do with that?
I don't know,
get another Peloton?
Buy a bunch of pairs of shoes.
You can get a real Peloton.
You get the real one. That's what I would do. I would just buy you a Peloton.
Yeah. I don't want a monthly payment.
$2K
yeah.
right there. Done.
All right.
Man, they're just so lucky. Can you imagine how their life has changed instantly like that?
Do you think they quit their job that day?
I don't know if they know yet.
Right. But if you know, they
could be still asleep.
If you know, do you just screw your employer and just stop showing up
for
work? Yes. You screw them.
You put your 2 weeks notice in.
Yeah, but don't you at least, I mean, you like your boss, you like your coworkers, and you at least give them the 2 weeks so they can replace you?
I can ship them an envelope later. I'm going to take the day off. That's for sure. Maybe I make a call.
Right.
Calling sick.
There's no chance I'm coming on the show and going, hey, just one big announcement. Big announcement here.
Filthy
Papa,
rich.
The Papa has won the Powerball.
No chance
you're going to hear me say that.
I'll let you think that I overslept.
I'm just going to tell people I'm done with radio. I'm just done.
Oh, are you going to be anonymous? You're not going to tell the world?
He's going to retire.
Why would you tell anybody?
How are you going to hook me? You're still just going to quietly hook me.
Well, yeah, of course I would tell you.
I would have to sign a confidentiality agreement.
You would know why I was quitting radio. The other donks don't have to know that.
We'd get that George Clooney dinner.
Duffel bags everywhere.
$1 million suitcase.
Yeah.
Yes.
Honey buns.
Beautiful.
You would have a JanSport full of cash.
Oh, I'd have a prime rib, and I'd have $1 million in a duffel bag. Beautiful.
So silly.
By the way, Allegheny County has some nub cities.
Easy. That's JP saying that.
Yeah.
We haven't ID'd the winner
yet.
Take
this cut and donate it to charity. Yeah. Immediately.
Some guy from Nike PE might have won the lottery.
That's JP Joning. Okay, let's just let everybody know that.
Nike P.
I've always had a special spot in the ticker for Western MD.
Yeah. Love Gilmore.
Love it.
It's just mountain towns.
I wonder if we have any
Everyone
listeners.
Should visit Rocky Gap.
Rocky Gap. Yep, they have a casino.
Do you think we have any listeners that in the 25 years we've been doing this show that's won $1 million plus with the lottery?
Yes. There has to be one. In all those years.
No one's ever hooked us. No one's ever blessed us.
Because
that's not that much.
$1 million only goes so far.
I'm saying $1 million plus.
EB's still harkening back for the What Would You Do for the Junkie show.
Oh, I'd do that tomorrow.
It's CK's favorite segment.
Why did we care that CK didn't like that?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That seems so silly. That was a great segment. People would come in and give us free stuff. That was very interesting.
Man,
very interesting.
Just think about that. How do they pay you?
If you do the lump sum, yeah, it's a silly Venmo.
Can you imagine
wire it into your account?
The number of times Jason refreshes his M&T account.
He'd be looking at it all day.
Yes, I would. Big fat cartoon check, Jason. You have direct deposit.
Yeah, that'd be worth it.
This was supposed to be a 1 minute throwaway.
Cakes
and Drab were joking about.
We can do lottery.
Are you kidding me?
We can do swole lottery jackpot stories and coveting for a week.
I know we got to go to break, but what would be the most absurd thing that you would spend it on? Like, what would be just gratuitously over the top? If you won the $400 million lump sum,
Yeah,
like what would you just be stupid with? Would you get like a stupid, like
it wouldn't be cars.
$20 million yacht or something?
No.
I'd definitely have a boat though.
You would definitely have a boat.
The only thing I would have a vacation home in a really nice place. That I would go to.
You know what I would do?
It's only a lot of
that would be called your home.
I know. You know what I would do?
Well, no, because I'd have multiple.
This is what I would do. This would be my over the top. Yeah. Everyone I know that plays golf. Yeah. I would charter a 747, and I would buy Pebble Beach for the day, for a weekend.
That's one day. It's a fleeting thing.
A weekend. We'd play Spyglass. Yeah. I would rent out the courses just for the day.
Yeah, but he's just wasting
Even
money.
Even for numbers to play golf, like me or Trab, like anybody who's played golf?
People who have to be good golfers. People who take it seriously.
People that would enjoy
not
it.
I'm not taking cakes.
People who have a gin.
You know what? I would want my seat to go to somebody else.
You have to have a gin.
Yeah, exactly. Have to have a gin number.
What the hell's a gin number?
I don't
exactly.
know.
You have to have a documented handicap.
Oh, yeah.
Or index. That's what I would do. That would be my over-the-top purchase.
I'd have two people fight to the death for $1 million.
You'd have a full-on death match.
Yeah.
Yeah, so silly. I don't know what I would do. I think I'm with JP. I would have to have some silly home on the water somewhere, and that wouldn't be my vacation home.
An over the top.
Well, no, it would be over the top. It would be like $20 million silly. Like Justin Bieber would stay there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's different.
The Biebs. Yeah.
I would have multiples.
And then my
homes.
Son would just leave his clothes everywhere.
Hey,
and
look,
it would be a mess.
We just got a tweet. I'm a Junks P1 in Allegheny County,
but let's go.
It's not me.
Let's go, Allegheny County.
Hey, but we're planting the seed for the future.
Yes.
If a listener wins in the future, if they would be so kind as to bless the Junks.
Do we know of any other radio shows?
They can be the fifth junkie.
That have been gifted lottery money from a lottery listener.
Of course not.
So we're trying to be trailblazers.
Yeah, we're trying to be pioneers over here.
The offer still stands to Mark Cuban that I would do the bit where I change my name to Dallas Maverick. for, you know, a couple hundred K or whatever he paid those DJs back in the day.
Yeah.
Or I would do that in 2 seconds.
I would have something tattooed on my forehead.
Right.
Permanent.
Right. You can't erase it for at least a year.
Right. Free advertising for a year, but you got to pay me a couple hundred K.
Right. FanDuel, right across my forehead.
There you go.
Yeah. Maybe we can make that happen.
We got our pal
on my neck.
We got our pal Neil Greenberg joining us at 9:20 from the Washington Post as we talk about the Washington Cowboys. We never got to the Colin Cowherd theory on Patrick Mahomes. We can do that next. Here are the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. It is Open Line Thursday if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067 is the number if you want to call us on the AAA Always On Call listener lines. So I mentioned Colin Cowherd's theory with Patrick Mahomes. We haven't talked that much about the actual matchups. Of course, the AFC Championship pits the top two seeds in the AFC, the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen, against the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what Colin Cowherd said if Mahomes is still in concussion protocol.
Write that thing. But we want Mahomes against Josh Allen, right? Like, that's reasonable. And I'm sitting here this morning thinking, if I'm the NFL, Patrick Mahomes is going through protocol. I find the day Patrick Mahomes can play, that's when we play.
Yeah, that's just not the way it works. Right. I mean, if somebody gets hurt, they get hurt.
It's just the
way.
I agree that's the dream scenario.
I would say
in a lot of scenarios, that is how it works.
Well, hold on. Let me ask you this.
That they will just clear guys if they have to.
When would you, right. I think they would clear them, yeah. But they wouldn't move the game. They wouldn't move the game to the following Wednesday.
No. I mean, it's hot takery, to an extreme. That's why I don't consume his product.
But
ever,
if he is ever 95% and you're supposed to be 100%, he's playing.
Yeah. Yeah, they're clearing him. They will bend the rules to clear him. They're not going to move the game. They'll just bend the rules to clear him. Or they'll look the other way. Or they'll give him a shot. Or whatever it is.
I think the point is that you do want to see those marquee matchups. And that's a marquee matchup in the AFC with Mahomes against Josh Allen, two guys who are MVP candidates.
But it would set
same thing in the NFC, right?
Look, the NFL doesn't want to see Chad Henne, no doubt.
Could you imagine if you're getting ready to see Aaron Rodgers against Tom Brady, and then all of a sudden, it was Aaron Rodgers against Blaine Gabbert.
Mm-hmm. Right. But that happens sometimes.
I mean, you would still watch it.
It happens. Yeah, and you're going to watch.
You'd still watch. That's why the NFL reigns supreme. Because even if Blaine Gabbert takes the field, I'm sorry, you're still watching the game. I mean, it doesn't have the same drama and intrigue as it would for Rodgers versus Brady. But you're still going to watch Rodgers versus Gabbert. And if you tell me you're not, you're lying.
Well, we would. A lot of other people may not.
Maybe. But I think most NFL fans would watch. I really do.
Well,
NFL is just so ingrained in our culture.
Well, NFL fans, DFS fans, gambling degens, lump them all together, they're watching.
Right. But the look, I understand what he's saying, but it would set a horrible precedent. You can't do it, even though 2021 is the weirdest year ever, or 2020. You know, I mean, they're not going to move a game because a guy was injured. They're just not going to do it. It's a horrific precedent. They'll never do it. What they would do, though, is they just fudge the protocol and just slide them through and make up the rules as they go along. That they would do. And it's been done before plenty of times. Guys are cleared that probably shouldn't be cleared.
Right. It's different than if a guy just had an injury and couldn't go. But if it's just a concussion protocol deal, yeah, he's getting passed.
Remember a few days ago we were talking about how far the ratings have fallen for late night TV shows and how little people were, you know, how small the amount of people was that were tuning in to watch Jimmy Fallon. It was under a million, which was stunning. 29 million people watched Drew Brees against Tom Brady. I mean, the NFL is a juggernaut. And even if their numbers are down a little bit from last year, almost everything's down during this pandemic. Some people have just walked away from sports and just don't have as much interest. That is just a giant number. And that's in the divisional round.
Right. What if, see, this is like, you know, I would love to debate Coward, but what if Mahomes, like, had a high ankle sprain? Would he advocate that they wait 2 weeks? You know? Like, where's the line for him on that? You know? What if he broke something? Are you supposed to wait 6 months before you play the game? You just can't do it. You can't go down that road.
Correct.
I mean, you're too hurt to play.
The Eagles won a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback.
Right.
I'm not saying Chad Henne could win a Super Bowl. I don't think he could.
No, but the point is they played it.
They played it.
Exactly.
But that was different because Wentz had an injury that
season long.
He was season long in, yeah. or season ending yeah. injury. Yeah.
Right.
He's
playing. I told you that playing. As soon as I saw the injury. I saw his head never really even got hit. It didn't hit the ground. It wasn't kneed. He just got choked out somehow. It was some weird thing, and he got a little woozy.
Now, I think yesterday was kind of a walkthrough practice for the Chiefs, but he was there.
But
he
still.
He was running all the drills or plays.
He's going to ace that concussion test. He's going to ace it because I don't think he had a concussion.
Well, he didn't. They already said he passed all of those protocols.
Yeah. Yeah.
But since it is technically a head injury, he's still in the protocol.
Valdez, remind me, or Jason, remind me who I should be rooting for. I think I have an outside sweat in the predictions. Do I need KC to win?
Oh, my gosh.
I've already forgotten.
Do I have to go through it again?
Who's the leader in the clubhouse?
Cakes is the leader, but he's dead.
I'm dead.
No
more points.
The Super Bowl team.
All right, so Cakes is dead, so he's not the leader.
No, he's the leader right now with 21. He could still win it with the 21 points.
I think I have to fade Drab, too.
I think if Drab and I... If Kansas City advances, then we have a chance to catch Cakes.
No, I'm all in on Tampa. I had a Tampa-Pittsburgh
he's got Tampa.
Super Bowl with Tampa winning.
So yeah. I'm rooting hard for Aaron Rodgers and company.
Yes, you are.
Very good.
I think I need to root hard for Mahomes.
JP, the only people who have a sweat to win the whole thing are JP, Drabby, and
Cakes,
because he's the leader.
Right.
I have Kansas City getting to the Super Bowl, but that only gives me 5 points, and I only have 15, so that gets me to 20. I max out at 20. I can't beat Cakes.
I need a repeat. If I get a repeat, I win.
So it's just down to three people.
All right.
Now yeah, you have Kansas City. You have Kansas City winning. That's 12 points possible.
Silly.
I need Josh Allen, baby. Need Josh Allen. Come on, big.
Drabby's got to root for Tom Brady. Tom Terrific.
I mean, it's only a net $50.
I mean, it's, hold on, $50 total?
Netting 50. Yeah, it's 10 a man.
Yeah, because it's 10 a man.
I mean, it's so paltry.
You'll take it.
Of course I'll take it. I'm not going to turn down $50, but it's, I mean, for an entire season.
Not 20. By the way.
Well, if I would have said it's $100 a man, there's no chance you guys would have agreed to that.
Well, maybe.
If it was $100
a man.
There's
no way JP's or Drabby's agreeing to $100. Cakes probably wouldn't.
If it was $100 a man, I wouldn't pick Denver to go to the playoffs.
You bet on Drew Locke.
Hey, I do want to say after that last segment, a bunch of people from Allegheny County chimed in on Twitter and said they're P1s.
Oh, really?
But unfortunately, they're not winners. But... A couple of them did say they would consider, if they won, blessing the Junks. So the seed has been planted.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like it.
I don't know if we would hook them if the shoe's on the other foot, but we appreciate it.
No, we can do a celebratory appearance.
Right. Yeah, freebie. We could do a freebie.
Right. We're all going to hang out at Wisp together.
Right.
Wisp.
Right. But no, you'd be shocked. And apparently, Jason, in Maryland, there guy's claiming, maybe he's wrong, there's only one Bel Air in Maryland. That's what he's claiming.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too.
Well,
I looked at the list of Allegheny County, I didn't see Bel Air.
I looked at a map and I saw Bel Air in it. That's why I said it.
you looked at a map.
Maybe
Nubs map.
There's not a Bel Air in Allegheny County?
There's definitely a Bel Air in Allegheny County because I looked at a map.
Well, there's also a Bel Air in Harford County. Right?
Yes, I know.
So why is that guy saying we're wrong? Yeah, that's two.
I don't know.
That's not one. That's two.
Yeah. I agree with you. See, getting misinformation again.
I don't see Bel Air. If you look at the list of cities and towns, according to Wiki, I don't see Bel Air. But
you don't see Bel Air.
I definitely see Bel Air in Allegheny County. I just Wikied it right now. Right now. Bel Air is located in Allegheny County, Maryland. It had a population of 1,200. It's Nubs. I mean, can you?
Yeah, it's like not a real town or a city.
Yeah, it's just like it's a block.
Yeah.
Bel Air. There's 1,258 people in Bel Air.
And there's definitely a Bel Air.
Yeah, I missed
in Hartford
it. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm going to say we're right.
So is that the one that won? The nub town of 1,200 people?
No.
This is just a side argument.
Can someone take the money and get Eric's brain fixed?
To buy a lobotomy?
Yeah.
Valdez botched it earlier, and he got everyone all confused.
There's a town in Bel Air, or in Allegheny County called Bel Air. There's also a town in Hartford County called Bel Air.
Someone who lives in Allegheny County, call us right now and tell us, is there or is there not a Bel Air?
No, there is.
I confirmed it.
It's listed. I was looking at the other census designated places in the county.
Because you're a donkey
under the letter B.
Yeah, you're a donk. I see 100 things. There's Bel Air Elementary School.
Beer, Board and Shaft, and Bowman's Edition also.
So the guy who says
there's Allegheny High School, Beale Elementary, and Bel Air Elementary.
They have
in
Bradley
Allegheny.
Beale Elementary? That's silly.
Yes.
So the guy who says we're wrong and there's only one Bel Air, you can zip it.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break.
We only give correct information on this
That's
show.
All. That's all.
Gotta take a break. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.